I'm so excited to share with you that the doors are officially open for my first ever phone-free event that's happening in Los Angeles, California on February 28th at Mudwater Gather in Santa Monica, with the option for you to dive even deeper on March 1st. Now look, this event is about you. It's about you building connections and community and us all really bringing this analog revolution to life and reminding our hearts and souls what we truly crave most, what nourishes our being, which is co-regulating with other humans, having our mirror neurons dance together, sharing experiences together, but also learning together. So on top of all the community and connection possibilities for you, there's also an incredible lineup of speakers. I've got internationally renowned nervous system expert Sarah Baldwin, Nike master trainer Brandon Collingsworth talking about purpose and meaning, and Mandy Balak, who's the president of the Gathering Festival, which is one of the largest marketing and branding conferences in North America. So we're going to be diving deeper into what does the future look like to walk alongside technology and use technology as a tool. Now look, if you want to dive even deeper, there's limited space for a VIP dinner on the Saturday night. And if you want to go even deeper, if it's aligned for leaders, coaches, therapists, entrepreneurs, branding, marketing, whoever is called, there's a mastermind on the Sunday morning with even more limited seating. And that's going to be about what does the future look like to create in this world with technology. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, you want to find out more and save your spot, go to markgroves.com/future. I can't wait to see you there. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with an espresso shot of a solo episode. In the work of Francis Weller, James Hillman, they talk about initiations. So an initiation is a transformative experience where you go from who you were to who you're going to be. Now I'm going to give a little more context to that. Now there are contained initiations and uncontained initiations. Contained being that you and I are right now in a conversation and we are making commitments and having conversations about the pain you're going through or the feeling you have that you'd like to create from. And ideally, transform and start, let's say, a business, but actually start creating, be different in the world, right? And everything I'm saying to you is things I've been through. So I've not shared all this collection of things together. So the first part is that you know that you're in an initiation, and there's three parts of it. So the first part is that there's a severance from the world you once knew. So think about it in the same context, just so we have a good example of the dragonfly. The nymph walks outside the water, and there is a severance from the world this nymph once knew. Do you see that? It's now outside. It's now on a leaf, and it's now not in the water. Now think of yourself in that context. When you have an awareness of actively participating in relationships and a way of being that is not moving you towards what you ultimately want to create in the world, what happens is you now have a severance from the world you once knew. Okay? Now, the second part is that who you are will no longer make sense. So think about the dragonfly. Walks out. First off, the dragonfly isn't like, I need to walk out on this stalk because Doug told me to. The dragonfly is like, I don't know what I'm doing. The nymph is like, why am I walking outside water? I've never been outside water. But it's like, okay, I guess because the instinct is so powerful, it walks out. So a severance from the world they once knew and who they are no longer makes sense. Now, so there's a radical alteration to your sense of identity. Now, the third one is that an initiations can take a long time and we can end up in suspended initiations. Now, the third one is that you can't go back to the world that you knew. There's no going back. Let me add a qualifier to that. You can try. It's like you can wake up And you can go back to sleep, but you can't fully go back to sleep. You can't. Can't undo a lightning bolt of awareness to the soul. You can't. We can sure as hell try. And if I'd say that's a lot of alcohol, drugs, numbing techniques, social media, TikTok, Instagram, right? They all serve this distraction from self. When you get your screen report this week, unless you work online, when you get the screen report, it's usually a job. So when you're like, I don't have time to give birth to the things, to become, to learn, you don't have a choice. You think you do, but you don't. The first statement was, there's a severance from the world you once knew. The second is, who you are will no longer make sense. And the third is, you can't go back to where you were, who you were, or what was. Now, when I said it can take time, yes, and we can end up in suspended initiations. So when I said there's contained and uncontained, so rough initiations that are uncontained are things like trauma, things like a betrayal, things that catch you off guard, things that you don't see coming. And when you don't have a community like we are right now, where we all say, actually, this is potent material. See, I think community is everything. Like being around people who are like, you got this. Yes, you're not crazy. Yes, anything's possible. Like we all need to hang out as a bunch of Dougs, right? Because whenever you're a Doug, there's another Doug that's just a further step ahead, has four wings, has maybe now is in the etheric fifth dimension and is like, don't worry about dying. I'm on the other dimension and I'm actually the one saying, keep flying, have fun, right? Like there's always going to be someone who is where you want to be. But if you envy them, that means there's an energetic belief that it's not possible for you. If there's a judgment, it's an energetic extractive space, right? Where you're not allowing yourself to, you're not going to become something you judge, right? And usually when we judge something, it's because we see there's some sort of violation of boundary or sorry, value that's really important to us. Here's one thing I want you to understand about initiations. And that is that it's not always going to make sense to the mind what you've been asked to do. I see people get stuck in this sometimes their whole life, as long as I've known them. And it's because they want to make sense with their mind what's going on in their intuitive draw, right? Their instinct is saying, we got to do this. Oh my God, I didn't know you loved Pokemon. Yeah, we love Pokemon, right? Like maybe your goal is you're supposed to teach Pokemon. I don't know. And it's not for me to tell you whether it's valid or not. And the moment someone outside of you says you can't fly or that's not for you, and you actually stop doing the thing, you actually make what they think about your instinct and your possibility more important than what you think. Now, Stephen Pressfield, I was listening to a podcast. I'm interviewing him soon. So I was listening to a podcast he was on. And he said, it's not a luxury to pursue your calling. It's an imperative. And I thought, wow, like that level of responsibility. Someone else was referencing a quote that I shared, which is that your gifts are not for you. Like even you stepping fully into your boundaries and your value and your voice, it's not, it's for you in that it will change your life, but it's actually for the people who need it. It's for the people who need your gifts. If you don't start your gifts and step into the service that you're supposed to do because you're afraid, you find that you're actually, by stepping into it, you're stepping into service to find the person who needs to find you. But if you're not you, no one can find you. It's just like when we're looking for a match to who we are and what we desire and the relationship we want, you can't walk around not being yourself. Now, think about most relationships. They're two people wearing masks, operating from wounds, in relationship with each other, and they don't even really fully know each other. And so part of the gift of relationship is the revelation of who you are, the revealing of who you are. And so you're like, I can't find anybody. There's no good people in insert town, city, geographic location. I'm just going to broaden my search on Tinder from the very sad radar that says, there's no one around you anymore. I could probably go to Seattle or Bend. Bend's kind of cool. So we like open up our search and someone, but it's still how you're orienting. Because if you say there's no good people in a place, you'll never find them. So this is like in service of what you want to find. If you're like, I want someone to find me, I want to share a relationship, use that as the motivator, but you're not coming alive so fucking Prince Charming. I was going to say Prince Charles, but that's, he's a king now. And I'm not sure anyone, do you want to be in a relationship with him? I'm just going to go out there and say, probably not. But if you want this person to find you, that can be a motivation, but find you for you. You be that. The fantasy that you've been taught by fucking Disney is actually about you. It's a metaphor for self. Come save yourself on a horse. Come love yourself. Come choose yourself. Come kiss yourself awake. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with a little booty. But I'm saying, use it as a motivator. But come fully alive for you. You can have someone leave you, betray you, break up with you. You can have a job fire you, and you can be like, fuck them, right? And then you're like, I'm going to change because of them. Sure. Sure, change because of them. But actually change because of you. Because you don't want to experience that again. Because you lost a part of yourself when someone left you. Well, a part of yourself should have never been dependent on someone. You are whole within you, and if someone leaves you, and you lose something, that means you have to go gather it back. A piece of you was placed in someone. That's why when we say that you complete me, or like, I'm going to go find a missing part of me, it felt like they were a missing part of my soul, or my fucking, what is it, twin flame. It's like, man, all this shit can teach us. Twin flames aren't people you have to be in relationship with. You might have 12 of them. That's confusing. Oh my God, there's so many flames. Right? And so what you start to or continue to realize is that everything is teaching you where you're stuck. Everything is teaching you where you're not liberated. So when I said that the mind wants to make sense of what's happening, it can't. And here's why. Because the mind is created in the same circumstances. The mind is part of the 3D. The mind is part of this experience. The mind can't understand what it is in. Does that make sense? Your brain is in the 3D reality, right? So when you get an intuitive feeling that you need to follow a calling and a future you is saying, let's go, like follow this. But then your mind's like, that doesn't make sense. I can't do that. The descent to the soul, the descent to the heart is trusting. The mind can't make it make sense. A lot of people will stay stuck wanting this. Now, as I've said to you before, if you follow my work, knowledge, knowing something but not doing it means fuck all. You're walking around with a bunch of books on your shelf that you've read, but you don't live. Like that, what the fuck is the point of that? Oh my God, I read that book. And it's like, but you don't do any of it. And look, like being in integrity with our knowledge is so important. And you're never going to be 100% because you're always going to learn more.